CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to the week. Arielle is not here. She's still got the COVID. She's still in that isolation period. So she will be back this week, though. I'd say in full health, I'm sure. When I did speak to her, she sounded pretty sick. It's her first time having COVID, so it does hit you hard that first time. Although Daz over in 7AD, he had COVID, and he's back today, and he said it didn't hit him that hard. He didn't really get the headache or the sweats or anything. So it's just a weird one, COVID, isn't it? It hits everyone differently. Everyone's got their own COVID, I suppose. Coming up this hour, big hour. Today in history today, stick around and listen to that. If you're a fan of the Ning Nang Nong, or if you've been to the Ning Nang Nong, if you don't know what it is, it's basically where the cows go bong. That's all I'm going to say. Who dat today? We're playing with pop sensation Pink. You got to spot her voice from an audio lineup of three. Also, over the weekend, I went and saw the Elvis movie. I'll tell you about it and share me thoughts. And coming up next, is it the forbidden apple in the Bible? Or is it the forbidden quince? More on that next. This is the Veronica's Forever at CFM. Good morning, 6:08.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, it's the Veronicas with Forever on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Now, I've got this mate, his name's Smutty Sam, and he often tells me, like, interesting facts and that kind of thing, but sometimes he tells me tall tales, and I'm never quite sure whether he's intentionally just made something up, or he's joking, or he's just tricked me into thinking something's a fact. For instance, once he told me Macy Gray was in the Black Eyed Peas before Fergie. And when I looked it up, that turned out to not be true at all. She did feature on one of their songs, but that's it. She was not a member of the Black Eyed Peas. But another thing he told me, and it stuck with me for years. In fact, the other day I was having a dessert at a restaurant. I was having custard with quince. And I can't have quince without thinking of this fact he told me, which is apparently the forbidden fruit in the Bible originally was a quince, not an apple. But then when I've spoken to my religious friends or my friends that were educated at religious schools who know a bit more about this than me, they've said, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard that. I think he's making up crap. So the forbidden fruit, was it a quince? And was he making this up? Was he making it up on purpose? If I call him and tell him the fact, because this was years ago, will he remember the fact? Or will he be like, oh, okay, I didn't know that sort of thing? I think if he doesn't know the fact, I'm going to call him now. And if he doesn't know, then I think he's made it up. Let's give him a call. Let's see if he remembers his own fact.
Hello?
Smutty Sam.
Yes. Hello. Oh, it's Adam.
It's your friend Adam. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. I could recognise your voice anywhere, old boy.
Matey, I'm just calling you because you know more about this than me. Do you know anything about, in the Bible, the forbidden fruit actually being a quince, not an apple?
I don't know about it being a quince. No, no, I've not heard this one. It's a new one for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, apparently.
I do know a lot about this stuff, but yeah, I don't know this particular one.
Right. Sorry. I thought you might know more than me about it, but no, you haven't heard it.
I've not heard that it was a quince.
Okay.
It wasn't really an apple either, though.
Was it not?
Well, like, it's all a metaphor.
Yeah, I know about that, but I thought literally it would have been written down as a quince at the time or something, because I guess quinces were everywhere and nowhere was there apples.
Because I've actually got a couple of them here. Let me have a look in the Old Testament.
You got a couple of quinces?
No, I have a couple of Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. All right, let's have a look. The first one I picked up is the Good News Bible.
Okay. Just flick to the Forbidden Fruit page.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty early on. Just give me a second. I have to look in the glossary.
Yeah. But are you looking up apple or quince in the glossary?
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. No, in the glossary, I'll just see if apple is there.
Yeah.
No. I'm getting a knock on my door. Maybe somebody else needs Bible advice.
People just come to you for Bible advice?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about it being quince.
Okay.
Yeah, it could have, but yeah, new to me.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, see you, buddy. I'm going to go back to sleep.
All right. Bye. Well, there you go. He's been caught in a trap of lies.
I don't don't like peas.
Do you not? No. They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think that is an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Seriously, any time I have quince, if I see quince paste or if I try and enjoy a lovely custard with quince, just in my head it's
the forbidden quince.
To be fair to my friend Smutty Sam, I've now looked it up on the internet and it is on there. So I'm guessing he didn't just make it up. He must have heard it and forgot about it. But it says here, some sources say that the quince fruit actually predates the apple and that all the ancient mentions, like the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, were indeed referring to the quince. Some say it is one of the earliest known fruits. So there you go. He probably didn't make it up. He just forgot. Fair play to him. This is Elvis and JXL, a little less conversation. After that, I went to the Elvis movie. How was it? I'll tell you. Elvis and JXL on CFM, a little less conversation. I did go to see the Elvis movie by Baz Luhrmann on the weekend with the girlfriend. Very much enjoyed it. Now, Baz Luhrmann, he's responsible for films like Strictly Ballroom, Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, the Australia movie, The Great Gatsby, and now Elvis. I'm not the biggest fan of all those movies. I don't mind The Great Gatsby, but he did well with this movie. I had no idea the story. Like, I'm quite into Elvis, especially when I was younger. I was very much into Elvis. My grandma got me into Elvis, I think. But I didn't know about this relationship with his manager. And, very interesting stuff. A great performance from Tom Hanks as the manager. But Austin Butler as Elvis, he did a phenomenal performance. And you can tell he did the old method acting approach. So in his day-to-day life, he was wandering around talking as Elvis, which would have been confusing to all the people if you go into a shop and go, uh-huh, thank you very much. People might be a bit confused, but I suppose it is LA. There's probably people walking around LA everywhere just method acting as all kinds of different characters. But Austin Butler did a tremendous performance as Elvis, and I'd recommend it if you're an Elvis fan or if you're Elvis curious, you want to know more about his life, go have a look at the film. Interesting, his relationship with Priscilla in the movie as well. And I remember my grandma growing up, she was a little bit mad with Priscilla because Priscilla got some of his money when he died, but she actually left him. But I think grandma, she was a bit jealous. I think she had a bit of a crush on Elvis. When I was growing up, grandma's two biggest crushes were Elvis Presley and Larry Emder.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All righty, your chance now to go into the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. You got to tell me which of the following clips is pink. There's three clips, but only one is pink. Give me a call, 1-300-655-922, and tell me which one you think is pink. Here's clip A.
I knew I was, like, about to open a show, and it was really important, and I wanted to put, you know, the best show on and my best foot forward.
B.
I feel like knowledge is power. I'm not going to raise a daughter to be a liar or to be sneaky.
C.
Someone told me one time it's not about just having boundaries, about just having bumpers. Just when you start to veer, that you have something to bounce off of it.
A, B, or C, which do you think is pink? We'll go again. Here's A.
I knew I was, like, about to open a show, and it was really important, and I wanted to put, you know, the best show on and my best foot forward.
B.
I feel like knowledge is power. I'm not going to raise a daughter to be a liar or to be sneaky.
C.
Someone told me one time it's not about just having boundaries, about just having bumpers. Just when you start to veer, that you have something to bounce off of it.
What do you reckon? Which one's pink? Give me a call, 1-300-655-922. This is Kevin Little on CFM. Kevin Little there on CFM Morning. We're doing the pink challenge.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rowan from Somerset on with me to play Who Dat. Mate, how was your weekend?
Fantastic.
That's the way. Did you get up too much or you just kept it quiet?
I went for a swim with the girls at one of the pools and had a bit of a dinner with some friends and stuff like that on Saturday. So, yeah, a little bit.
A weekend well spent by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, it was good.
All right, mate, are you a fan of Pink?
Sure, yeah. I'd say she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. All right, I'll run the clips. You tell me which you think is her voice. Here's A.
I knew I was, like, about to open a show and it was really important and I wanted to put, you know, the best show on and my best foot forward.
B.
I feel like knowledge is power. I'm not going to raise a daughter to be a liar or to be sneaky.
C.
Someone told me one time it's not about just having boundaries, it's about just having bumpers. Just when you start to veer, that you have something to bounce off of it.
Which one do you think's pink, Rowan?
Go with B.
I feel like knowledge is power. I'm not going to raise a daughter to be a liar or to be sneaky.
She got a pretty distinct voice. That is indeed her. Well done, Rowan.
Awesome stuff there.
You're in the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats. And we'll let you know Friday if you've been drawn.
Sorry, it has.
Clip C, Miley Cyrus. Clip A, Katy Perry.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
It's 4 in Burnie right now and 5 in Devonport. 10 the top today with cloudy conditions. This is Jennifer Lopez. The big celeb news this morning is that her and Ben Affleck have officially married in a secret Vegas wedding. Last time when they dated in the early thousands, they were engaged but they never made it the whole way to the wedding. So this time they've done it. It's her song Waiting for Tonight. After that, today in history, it's CFM. JLo Waiting for Tonight on CFM.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago, performed by Smutty Sam himself, who featured on the show earlier. It's the 18th of July today. We'll have a look at it. It's a huge day today for Australia, Australian television, and Australian children everywhere, because it was on this day in 1966, Play School began on the ABC. And in celebration of that, I will now play in full the Ning Nang Nong song.
It's the land of the Ning Nang Nong. On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bonk and the monkeys all say woo, there's a Nong Nang Ning, where the trees go and the teapots dip, dip, dip. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go, and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's a Ning Nang Nong, the cows go, the Nong Nang Ning, the trees go, Ning Nong Ning Nang, the mice go. Not a noisy place to belong. Everybody, it's a Ning Nang Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong, the Ning Nang.
Oh, brilliant. The amount of joy it gives me to hear that, I just imagine being able to play it, like on guitar and sing it. That would be so much fun. I'll have to push myself to learn that one on guitar. Anyway, on this day as well, in 1994, Powderfinger released their first ever album. It's called Parables for Wooden Ears. Have you ever heard it? No, no one has. Here's the lead single from it. It's a song called Tail. Doesn't quite sound like the Powderfinger we came to know and love later on. It was on this day, 1999, that The Nanny, the final episode of The Nanny, aired in Australia.
The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
And on this day in 2008, The Dark Knight Batman film starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger opened in Australia.
You know how I got these scars?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
And good morning. Welcome to the week. Adam here. No Ari. She got COVID-19. She should be back this week. Fighting fit. Made stronger from the COVID. Let's hope. Coming up this hour, before 8 o'clock, checking in with the Queen of Burnie herself, Giovanna Simpson, to find out what's going on in Burnie. Quite a few things, actually. Word Sanger on the way as well. You guess the word that goes in the middle of the other two words to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Dog news. No 7 o'clock hour is complete without dog news. Right now, though, I'm going to give you the chance to score yourself $50 credit to spend on a Beam e-scooter. All right. So I'm going to give you some key safety messages and some riding rules. You call me up and repeat back one of them to me, and the $50 to spend on a Beam e-scooter is yours. So they've got Beam Safe Academy, which is a real-world e-scooter training program. Regularly in every market they launch in, they have these, where new riders can learn how to beam, don't drink and ride, wear a helmet, They've got half beam mode as well. Every beam has a half acceleration option to help new riders. They've got no go and slow zones. They create areas in the city that are no ride, no parking, or slow zones, and your vehicle will automatically adjust to this and always give way to pedestrians and follow the road rules. No tandem riding either. No riding without a helmet. Keep left and obey the road rules. No riding on roads with median and dividing lanes. Do not exceed 15Ks on footpaths or 25K on roads. And the minimum age to ride is 16 years. Give me a call, 1300 655 922 with one of those rules, and you've got $50 to spend on a Beam e-scooter. This is Kenny Loggins, CFM Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
E-scooter time. Belinda from Devonport's on with me. Belinda, can you give me one of those safety messages?
Always wear a helmet.
Always wear a helmet. Very good advice. Yes. I think you're safe to ride a scooter. I'll give you $50 to spend on one.
Brilliant, thank you.
Thank you very much, Belinda. $50 to a Beam e-scooter is yours. Download the Beam app and ride today. Happy scooting, Belinda. Well, today's story comes from a website called The Doggington Post, which is a dog news website, essentially. Joey, a little canine born without front legs, is now spreading happiness in a senior dog rescue home over in Rhode Island. The dog is also raising awareness about the importance of animal rescues. The residents at the retirement home adore Joey, according to Kristen Peralta, the founder and executive director of Vintage Pet Rescue. His never stops wagging tail and happy personality are a welcoming sight to the rescue home. Joey was part of a litter that was born to a family in Connecticut. His siblings found homes, but the owners didn't know what to do with Joey due to his special needs. They reached out to the Connecticut Humane Society, who referred them to us. We had never taken in a dog with no front legs, but we wanted to make sure Joey found the most suitable home, Peralta says. Joey is working on strengthening his back legs while at Vintage Pet Rescue so he can move around more easily. Joey's day-to-day life is unaffected by the loss of his front legs, according to Peralta. Joey's now able to go up the stairs to get onto the couch. He loves standing on his back legs and playing with the other dogs. In a month or two, Joey will be fitted with a custom wheelchair so he'll be able to run around as much as he wants. Vintage Pet Rescue will begin looking for Joey's perfect permanent home after he's fitted with his little wheelchair. Joey's ideal home would have no stairs and owners who could show him lots of love and encouragement. We tend to feel sorry for animals that have a disability, but it's important that we don't project our feelings onto the animal. Joey doesn't know he's any different. This is all he's ever known. So we treat him like a normal dog, and it's been wonderful watching him grow, Peralta says. I had a dog that was missing one back leg, and she didn't mind. She didn't notice. The only issue is it can put strain on the other limbs that have to do extra work, but old Joey's getting a little wheelchair to help with that. So there you go. All's well that ends well. Joey's fine.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Rightio, your chance now to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants. You'll love gardening after a visit to Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. All you got to do is tell me the word that goes in the middle of the other two words that our word machine Theo will give you. Give me a call, 1300 655 922 to do so. Theo, what we got today, brother?
Your words for today are forbidden and bat.
Forbidden and bat. So there's a word there in the middle. Forbidden something, something bat. What do you think that something is? 1-300-655-922. Forbidden something, something bat. It's Word Sanger on CFM. This is Maroon 5. Morning. Maroon 5 with Scissor here this morning at CFM as we do the Word Sanger Challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Jill from Leith on with me to play Word Sanger. How was your weekend, Jill?
It was great, thank you. How was yours?
Yeah, mine was great too. Yeah, did you have a busy one or a quiet one?
A quiet one.
That's the way. It was kind of the weather for a quiet one, wasn't it?
It was.
Very cold and rainy. All right, Jill, the word machine Theo will give you the words and you give us that middle word.
Your words for today are forbidden and bat.
What do you think goes in the middle, Jill?
Is it fruit?
The word for my sanger is fruit. Forbidden fruit. Fruit bat.
It is fruit. Nice work, Jill. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Oh,
thank you.
You've done well, Jill.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder jetty, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Joining me this morning is the Queen of Bernie, Giovanna. Are we reading you loud and clear from Queensland? Is that right?
Oh, you certainly are, from sunny Brisbane. I tell you what, that is an entrance to kick the day off, isn't it? What a great start to the day.
How warm is it up there in Brisbane at the moment?
It is so warm at the moment. Today's going to be 24, so I believe it's been pretty cold in the northwest of Tasmania. So I am loving the heat up here at the moment, loving it.
Yeah, that's not winter, is it? 22. Come on.
It's really not. Like, you know, here a lot of people are still cold, but for us little Taswegians, for the northwest coast, 24 today is pretty warm.
Mm.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're talking overnight lows this week, are like minus two and stuff, so...
Yeah, no, I'm not coming back.
I'm sure you are.
No, I definitely am coming back. But really enjoying the warm weather. And it's nice to wear thongs again on your feet and, you know, just walk around and have coffees and stuff out in the sun. It's been lovely.
Oh, nice for some.
Yeah, sorry to rub your feet in that, but I am the queen.
Yeah.
So,
you got to live like a queen sometimes.
That's exactly right.
So coming up in Bernie Disc Golf. Now, this has been huge in the USA for some time, disc golf. I've got mates in America that are obsessed with it. It's good to have it on the coast.
Oh, it's so good. We're so lucky to have it on the coast. And it's a huge thing. If you haven't seen it or you're not sure what it's about, it's really worth going to have a look. There's a competition being held Sunday the 24th and the 31st of July. Now, spectators are welcome all day, so you can just go and have a look. Definitely worth doing. Entry to the course is free. Kicks off at 12 noon. Head on down. It happens at the View Road Reserve. So you can go check out how it all works. You see the dog park, and we've got a new pump track there as well. So the kids can go and do that, and the adults can go and watch disc golf.
Perfect. And an event coming up at the Bernie Arts and Function Centre?
Yeah, The Voice 2. It's happening at the Bernie Arts and Function Centre. It's the Bernie Concert Band and guests. Now, they're going to be performing at the Bernie Town Hall, Saturday the 30th of July from 7:30 p.m. We've got all this information on our website as well, if you do forget. And there's a lot of local artists supporting the band, One Night Stand, the original Ferals, Segway, and the Wynyard Chorale as well. It's going to be a wonderful night of music. Grab your tickets at the box office. It's going to be a great night. And there's always something happening in Bernie.
Mm, for sure. And the UTAS are conducting another community walk.
Yeah, they are. So if you are interested in looking at the new Cradle Coast campus, I was there last week. It's such a beautiful spot right there on the waterfront. UTAS are conducting another community walk, as you said, Wednesday the 10th of August at 4:30 p.m. And you can book tickets for that at Eventbrite. They are free. And as I said, beautiful building. Keep updated with what's happening in that precinct because, of course, there's things happening with the Makers Workshop and around that area too with the Penguin Habitat. So go and have a listen, have a walk around.
And how about this, the great John Williamson making another stop in Bernie?
I know. It's been delayed a few times because of COVID, of course, but really happy that he's coming back. He's bringing his whining back to us. They all say they're whining back, aren't they? John Farnham did it a couple of times.
Yeah.
But really happy to have him here. The Bernie Arts and Function Centre, Thursday the 22nd of September. It sounds like it's a long way away, but tickets are selling quite fast for this one. And, you know, this guy was in 1970. I was only 1 year old, Adam, back then, so... Mm. You can guess my age pretty well. Famously walked into the GTV 9 studio in Richmond with his guitar under his arm, do a bit of recording, and 50 years later, look at him.
Mm.
You know, old man Emil and so many songs under his belt. So, you know, he's just an absolute legend. So get in early to ensure you seat for that one.
Yeah, and we like to be sceptical and say, yeah, winding back, because we don't want him to wind back, but they've got to end sometimes.
No, they do got to end, but, you know, we still love them. Jimmy Barnes is still going.
Mm.
Look at him. We've got so many great Australian icons, and it's so wonderful when they, you know, hit the northwest coast, you know, and it's great. Because normally a lot of shows are held interstate, and we're so lucky to have them.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Across the coast, Bernie Devonport. So, you know, book your tickets. Head along. I'm definitely going to that one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Giovanna Simpson, thank you so much for the Bernie update, and we'll do it again next week.
We certainly will. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for the great intro. I love it.
No worries. Enjoy Brisbane.
Thanks, mate.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to the week. Ari not with me. She'll be back this week. She's had the spiced cough itself, COVID-19. Hope she's doing all right. It seems to hit everyone in such a different way. There's been a lot of it going around here, and everyone's had it differently. It's a weird one, COVID, isn't it? Joining me before 9 o'clock is Brad Cole from the Devonport Strikers to talk about their upcoming game against A-Leaguers Wellington Phoenix. It's happening on the 3rd of August. Tickets are on sale now. Should be a good game, that. Chorus King's on the way as well. You ring and sing for your chance to win. We'll talk about screwing up at work. When have you screwed up at work? Birthday book on the way as well. If you know someone celebrating their birthday today, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au for an on-air shout-out. And next up, we'll check in with Caden from the street team, find out where he is, what he's got, and how he's going. This is Three Doors Down, CFM 8 past 8.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
We're going to go out to the streets, find Caden. Caden, first of all, one question without notice. You ever screw up at work?
Yeah, everyone does. That's part of life.
What was your biggest one? Do you remember?
Rocking up to work late, maybe. Screwing up.
Rocking up to work late? Do you still...
Yeah, like setting your alarm at the wrong time.
Do you still do that?
Well, clearly not this morning. I'm here on location, ready to go.
Good. Good comeback. Yeah. Good call. What do you got, man? Where are you?
This morning, I'm out the front of Bayview's restaurant here on Marine Terrace in, North Terrace here in Burnie. This Saturday, they've got an event for all the sweet lovers on the coast. It's the Sweet Retreat this Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. Chef's five-course dessert degustation with two cocktails of your choice. They've still got tickets available, so make sure you get in and get them quick. Now, I'm here this morning with the cruiser with the free stuff. Of course, we've got your Cripps Master Loaves. I've got some flavoured milk, thanks to the team at Better Milk. And the first person down to me this morning that can answer one of the safety features on the Beam e-scooters that are parked right beside me here will score themselves a $50 Beam credit voucher. So pop by and see me. Bayview's restaurant down here in Burnie on North Terrace.
Good on you, K-Dog. I gave those safety features out earlier in the show too. That might help.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Alrighty, birthday shout-outs for today, the 18th of July. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, and they're all in the draw for $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee, photo booth, and lots more. Celebrating today, Samuel Urban Zyke from Wesley Vale. Happy 12th birthday, Samuel. Hope you have the best day. Love, Mum, Dad, and Jacob. Hayley and Tanner Fraser from Burnie. Happy 16th birthday to my cousins Hayley and Tanner Fraser. Hope it's a good one for yous. Woohoo! Love from Matt to Tracinda, Immy, Harley and Rory. Layla Atkins from Devonport. Happy 6th birthday, Layla Rain. I hope you have a wonderful day. Lots of love from Mum. Another one for Layla from Devonport. Happy 6th birthday, Layla. I hope you enjoy your surprise adventure today. Lots of love from Mum again. And Layla from Devonport. Happy birthday, Layla. Hope you have a great day. Lots of love from your big sissy. We also have one for Sierra Wilson from Penguin. A massive happy 8th birthday to Adam and Ari's biggest fan, Sierra Wilson. Go, Sierra. Also, the baby girl that made me a mum. You changed my life at a young age and I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you for being the best big sister to your new baby brother. I hope you have the best day today, that you enjoy your birthday party at the pool and you get to zoom around on your brand new four-wheeler. Hello. We love you to the moon and back. Savage Garden, nice. Sierra, love from Mummy, Lingy, Oliver, Mason, Logan, Kobe, and Marley. Remember, if you know someone celebrating, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au. This is Amy Shark. Next up, work screw-ups. When have you screwed up at work? CFM. Amy Shark, mess her up on CFM. Speaking of messing up, have you ever messed up at work? We all have. We all make mistakes. Sometimes you have those bad days where the next day it's a little hard to go into work and show your face because you're a little bit embarrassed by the mistake you made. Sometimes they're big, sometimes small. I've got one. When I was working at the hospital in Hobart, I was wheeling a big trolley of rubbish from one side of the hospital to the other to go put it in the compactor. And I wheeled it across this floor, and the manager in the day had been working on this floor like for 2 days straight, just polishing it, putting an extra shield on top of it, an extra protective shield to keep it shiny and nice. He'd really done well. He'd made it look great that week. And I was wheeling this trolley across that floor and many other floors. It was really one side of the hospital to the other. And this trolley had an ink toner in the bottom of it that had smashed. And I didn't realise because it was dripping ink behind me and I was watching in front of me. I don't want to hit anyone with this big trolley. I've got to keep my eyes peeled. There's sick people around. There's people coming out of doors, you know. So I'm looking ahead. But behind me, I'm leaving a drippy trail of of ink everywhere. And this is ink. This is made to stain. This is made to make a black mark. So I've dripped ink from one side of the hospital to the other. And this is something, I mean, everyone's going to notice. I was doing it in the evening, so there were less people around, so there was no one behind me to say, hey, you're dripping ink everywhere, until I turned around and just saw ink everywhere. And it was, like, right at the end of the shift, too. Oh. So I said to my manager, I was like, oh, Barry, I'm sorry, man, real sorry. Do you want me to stay around a bit later to help try and get the ink off the floor? And Barry was just like, oh, Adam, I think you've done enough. That was not easy to go into work the next day and show me face because everyone going in the morning will notice that black ink all over the floor, one side of the hospital to the other. They managed to sort of get it up, but I'm sure there's still faint outlines of that ink on that floor in the Royal Hobart Hospital down there. But do you have one? 1-300-655-922. When have you messed up at work? I've got a double pass, an in-season double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing, if you've got a story for me, 1-300-655-922. When did you make a mistake at work? I don't know if you've seen the trailer to this film, but it looks great as well. From the best-selling novel comes a captivating mystery, Where the Crawdads Sing. It tells the story of Kaya, an abandoned girl who was who raised herself to adulthood in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina. I saw the trailer on the weekend. It does look like a cool film. So you could win a double pass right now. Give me a call, 1-300-655-922. When did you screw up at work?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Justine from Stony Rise is on the phone with me. Justine, did you mess up at work?
Big time.
What did you do?
I was having a really bad day and I decided I was going to text my husband and tell him what an asshole my boss was. And I was thinking about it so much, I accidentally texted my boss.
Oh, no. Oh, the person you're talking about, you send it to them.
Yeah.
What ended up happening?
I heard the phone buzz and then they called me over and said, I think you sent us the text that was meant for someone else. And I felt the blood just sink out of my face. And we ended up chatting about it and I ended up getting a promotion.
Really?
Because they worked out that I was bored and I could do more than what I was. And so I got a promotion out of it.
Oh, it worked out. So a really bad day turned into an all right day.
Yes, it did.
There we go, Justine. What a story. I think you've earned yourself a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing.
Awesome. Thank you.
And do you still work at that place now?
No, it was when I lived in Darwin.
Oh, okay.
I was down here, yeah.
Justine, that's quite a story. Thank you so much for it and enjoy the film.
Thank you very much.
Post Malone with Doja Cat here this morning at CFM. Time now to take it to the chorus.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! This is your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are local like us. All you got to do is call 1-300-655-922 and do some singing. The part that you have to sing is the part that comes after this part. What's the next bit? That's all I need from you. 1-300-655-922 and you're in the draw for that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Then what happens? 1-300-655-922 with the next bit for me. We'll go again one more time. Are you? 1-300-655-922 to be a chorus king.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus king.
Sing it. Alrighty, there's no one on the line. 1-300-655-922. If you try to get through for chorus kings and you can never get through, now's your chance. I don't have anyone on the line. This is the line. I need the next line. 1-300-655-922. Do you know that next bit? Here we go again. Are you telling me? No. Anyone? No? It'll have to be Nickelback then.
Never made it as a wise man. No.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Coming up is the Australia Cup Round 32 match against A-League side Wellington Phoenix. From the Devonport Strikers is Brad Cole. Brad, tell us about this round.
Yeah, how you going, Adam? Thanks for having me on the show, mate. Look, looming to be a huge night of soccer in Tasmania and on the northwest coast and Devonport again, as they showed in 2016. The Strikers can certainly draw a crowd to these big Australia Cup games, and with them playing A-League opposition this time in the Wellington Phoenix, we're hoping to draw a crowd of up towards 5,000 people for the night.
Yeah, for sure. So we're talking Wellington from New Zealand?
Yes, yeah. So they're in a sort of a unique situation where they don't they're allowed to play in the Australia Cup, but they don't get a home game. So every time they play, they're sort of playing away. And Devonport, when the draw was held a few weeks ago, Devonport were lucky enough to draw a home game and draw Wellington Phoenix. So the boys are very excited for the game on August 3.
How are they as a team? Are they a tough team, or are we going to smash them?
Well, it's an interesting sort of dynamic, because you've got Devonport, who are in the middle of their season, and you know, obviously they're on top of the NPL Tasmania ladder at the moment and going along beautifully. Whereas Wellington, because the A-League season runs over the course of sort of summer and autumn in Australia, they've only just started their pre-season campaign. So if there's any time to get an A-League opposition and have a chance of causing an upset, now is the time. They're only early into their pre-season. A lot of their blokes won't be at full fitness and all that sort of stuff. So the Strikers will fancy their chances.
So you've already put tickets up on sale. You put a Facebook post up, which garnered a lot of attention. A lot of people have already bought tickets, but we want to make sure people know who didn't see Facebook that they can get tickets now. They're on sale?
Yeah, certainly are, mate. Yep, tickets have opened on last Sunday. But yeah, now what we're encouraging is people just to get online and buy the tickets online. So on the night of the game on Wednesday, August 3, they can just walk up to the gate there at Valley Road, get their ticket scanned, and come in, and just saves queuing at the gate and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, Facebook, there's a link on our Devonport Strikers Facebook page. There is a link to ticket sales on our website, devonportstrikers.com.au, and on our Twitter page as well. So there's a number of ways that people can get hold of tickets for what promises to be a very, very good night of soccer.
Yeah, should be very exciting. So what was the date of the actual game again? Was it the 3rd?
Yep, so Wednesday, August 3, so it's a midweek game under lights at Valley Road, so 7:30 kickoff. So yeah, the club, obviously we're in the midst of getting some new lights put in at the ground, but the sort of, with this game coming up now, we haven't been able to get them up. So we've sort of getting in some temporary lighting for the game, because obviously given it's against A-League opposition, it'll be a broadcast game. So yeah, we want Valley Road well lit up for the viewers around Australia, so they can see what we've got on offer.
Awesome. How cool. The big A-League game happening the 3rd of August. Don't miss it. It's the Devonport Strikers versus the Wellington Phoenix. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Adam.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to the week. It's the Adam and Ari for Breakfast program. Without the Ari, she still has the spiced cough, COVID-19. She'll be back this week, though, I'm sure. This morning we've been talking about when have you screwed up at work. We had Justine on, who accidentally texted her boss about how she was really annoyed with her boss. Texted it straight to the boss. I told a story about how I accidentally spilled permanent ink from an ink toner all over the hospital floor from one side of the hospital to the other. Christine's written in saying my last job was my biggest mistake. You can get yours in CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport, when have you screwed up at work? Pink's on the way, Green Day as well. I love that one. Minority, that's to come. Adele right now with Oh My God. This is CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, with the Adam, without the Ari. Ari off with the spiced cough, but we're looking forward to seeing her this week, back fighting fit in full health. Next up with your workday hits, it's Jerry Shear's Boss Man.
What up, dog?
He's got hits from the likes of Tom Petty, Dean Lewis and Gwen Stefani to come.
What up, dog?
As you can hear, he's excited.
What up, dog?
Jerry, wait, it's not your shift yet.
What up, dog?
He's next on CFM.